This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for the two parties to come together and for President Biden to actually allow the Republicans to help him. Who says so? Jim Garrity in National Review, and I think he's entirely correct. It's a wonderfully eye-opening argument that he makes about the fact that the desire to get a comprehensive bill through the House and through the Senate, a bill that would do what most Americans want to see us do, which is to tighten security at the border, it would do that at the same time that it provided the aid that most people do support in this country for Ukraine. And yes, there's more division in Republican ranks on this, but it's still a majority of Republicans who support aid for Ukraine. It's an overwhelming majority of Americans. There's going to be a press conference coming up with President Zelensky and President Biden. We will go to it live if it becomes substantive, and one hopes it does. Jim Garrity writes about this issue. Not only are additional border fencing, enhanced security measures, and changes to the asylum process in the national interest, congressional Republicans are basically throwing a life preserver to the Biden administration that is drowning as it faces a crisis at the border. All of the polling on this issue is bad for Biden and his administration. This ranks among the president's biggest liabilities heading into 2024. So why be so stubborn that you can't allow yourself to win a sweeping victory to give people in America some enhancement of border security? No, it won't stop the entry of illegal individuals into the country, but it can greatly reduce it, which is what the people of America want and deserve. In the latest CBS News poll released this weekend, immigration and the border was ranked the most important issue by 20% of Americans, ranking second behind inflation. Republicans are basically Jerry Maguire at this moment, writes Jim Garrity. No, not show me the money, but doing what the character Jerry Maguire said, help me help you. If the asylum changes and border fencing bring down the waves of migrants at the border, it increases the odds of Biden winning re-election. And Biden refuses to take the help. Is it worth it to the Biden administration to lose the Ukraine war to avoid enacting those changes? Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. People are saying, well, why should people care so much about some changes at the border that they would be willing to jeopardize the loss of Ukraine to Russia? And again, those changes have to do with the way that we process asylum seekers, and we change the situation where they are automatically allowed into the country while their cases are being examined and adjudicated. No, it makes it a little bit harder to enter the country. And the idea that that is somehow something at this point that you won't adjust. I mean, if you refuse to adjust it for the sake of people here in the United States, how about adjusting it for the sake of people in Ukraine and Israel and, yes, in Taiwan? This is such an obvious way to give the president a great deal of what he wants and needs on foreign policy. in return for a very non-controversial level of changes in domestic policy. As Jim Garrity makes very clear, they're not talking about a construction of a whole new wall or the expenditure of billions of dollars. They're talking about wall repairs and enhancements of security. Because, really, we in the United States can do better. And that seems to be clear. Meanwhile, this is something that I thought it was kind of a funny parody. It's not a parody. It's a new initiative by the Trump campaign. And President Trump is unveiling new Trump cards. Remember the Trump cards? He was raising money through them that showed him as a superhero and a cowboy and a bodybuilder. And we will get to that because it's very dramatic. Yes, this is President Trump unveiling the mugshot edition of Trump cards, putting them up for sale. Here he is making the grand announcement.
Hi, everyone. This is your favorite president, Donald J. Trump, with some very exciting news. My last two Trump digital trading card collections sold out in just hours. And now I'm back with my latest series called the Mugshot Edition. I wonder where that came from. The Mugshot Edition. 47 all-new stunning cards, and here is the best part. I'm doing two important things for my Trump collectors. For the first time, we're creating a real physical Trump card. Purchase 47 digital cards and we'll mail you a beautiful trading card. It is an authentic piece of the suit I wore when I took that now famous mugshot. And it was a great suit, believe me, a really good suit. It's all cut up and you're going to get a piece of it. I'll be autographing some of them. A true collector's item. This is something to give to your family, to your kids and grandchildren.
This is a scrap of the suit from the time he was indicted. This is unusual. It's innovative. He ends the video with a very unusual salutation, it seems to me, for somebody who's running for president. Here's the former president wants to be the future president of the United States.
Some people call these cards pop art or modern art. I wish I looked as good as I do on those cards. That I can tell you. They give me muscles where, believe me, I don't have them. I wanted to keep my Trump digital trading cards at the same price, $99 each. So go to collecttrumpcards.com. It's really easy to buy. They sold out incredibly fast the last time, and I think the mugshot edition will sell out even faster. So don't miss out. Go to collecttrumpcards.com. Go right now and collect your own exclusive piece of American history, and we'll all have fun together. Have a good life.
All have fun together. Have a good life. If there's anyone out there who would like to call, who has either ordered for yourself or received as a gift a Trump card, or is personally eager to get your own copy of the mugshot edition, with how large, how many pieces can they cut his suit into? And what was wrong with the suit that it's being cut up into these little pieces that are like religious relics? I mean, honest to goodness, and how is it that you're able to verify that this was actually a Trump-worn suit? I know that when people who buy baseball jerseys, it greatly increases the value if you actually have a jersey that was worn by Ted Williams. Well, I guess, or especially Shohei Ohtani. I mean, you're talking $700 million. 1-800-955-1776. We will be coming up with the running late Biden presidency, where he's appearing with President Zelensky of Ukraine. coming up, we hope, in this greatest nation. We'll be right back.
He knows who he is, and he knows what he believes.
Michael Medved, 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Michael Medved Show, the mugshot edition of the Trump cards We will give you full accounting when they give full accounting at how much of these special cards they're going to actually sell for $99 each. Meanwhile, funding for Ukraine. Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, who is trying to hold the Republicans together in the House of Representatives. He was at the Capitol today, blaming the White House and the Senate. The Senate, of course, controlled by Democrats. The House controlled by Republicans. So he was blaming the Democratic president and the Democratic Senate for holding up aid to Ukraine. And in place of providing the aid to Ukraine that everybody says needs to be granted, nearly everybody, Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, is pushing for a bill that would include some toughening of the immigration rules aimed at reducing the daily flow of unauthorized immigrants. This is clip 11.
Again, from the very beginning, when it was handed the gavel, we needed clarity on what we're doing in Ukraine and how we'll have proper oversight of the spending of precious taxpayer dollars of the American citizens, and we needed a transformative change at the border. Thus far, we've gotten neither. The Senate has been MIA on this. The House passed H.R. 2 more than six months ago. It's been sitting and collecting dust on Chuck Schumer's desk. I have told him personally, I've told the National Security Advisor, the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, that these are our conditions because these are the conditions of the American people. And we are resolute on that. It is not the House's issue right now. The issue is with the White House and the Senate. And I implore them to do their job because the time is urgent and we do want to do the right thing here.
Okay, doing the right thing means getting together and working this out. The changes that they are requesting at the border, when you actually read the details, are not that radical. We're not talking about building huge new detention camps and rounding people up by the hundreds of thousands. We're talking about making it less automatic for people to show up without authorization and come into the country while their case is being processed. Part of this would be going back to the Remain in Mexico provision that was part of the Trump administration. The Speaker Johnson also spoke to the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, who is in D.C. today, and he spoke to the Ukrainian president and then talked about their colloquy. This is clip 12.
We need a clear articulation of the strategy to allow Ukraine to win. And thus far, their responses have been insufficient. They have not provided us the clarity and the detail that we requested over and over since literally 24 hours after I was handed the gavel as Speaker of the House. And so what the Biden administration seems to be asking for is billions of additional dollars with no appropriate oversight, no clear strategy to win, and none of the answers that I think the American people are owed.
Okay, in terms of providing those answers, Richard Haass, who is the President Emeritus of the Council on Foreign Relations on MSNBC, who has been traditionally a supporter, and I think appropriately so, of Ukraine, is talking about what we need from the Biden administration in order to make this foreign policy provision, which is tremendously important for the future of the free world and for our country's security, to make this actually work. This is clip 8.
He's also losing support at home. People compare him to Churchill all the time, but Churchill was ruthlessly honest. And the idea that Ukraine is going to somehow magically liberate all of its territory, it's increasingly hard to make the case. That's why we should justify funding. We need to justify the funding. We need to save Ukraine. We need to preserve Ukraine. That ought to be the argument. I don't think you can win the argument that if you only give more aid, Russia's going to be ousted. I'd love to see Russia ousted. Ain't going to happen. No, I think we need to have a recasting of the conversation.
And will that recasting of the conversation come when the president and the president of Ukraine do their joint press conference, or will that be canceled because of difficulties with this trip and difficulties getting any kind of a joint program to have bipartisan support in the Congress of the United States and bicameral support of the Senate and the House. This is Zelensky himself, who appeared earlier alongside the Secretary of Defense, General Lloyd Austin, at the National Defense University in Washington, D.C. Clip three.
Russia is set on more than just Ukraine's land, resources, or our people. It won't be satisfied with just a part of Ukraine or even all of it. Ukraine is just a stepping stone for Russia, a way to act like that old empire that died in 1989 and to challenge the lead of freedom wherever the Russia star likes. Putin must lose so that everyone else who sees Russia's war on Ukraine as his personal lecture at the so-called University of Aggression gets the message loud and clear. Putin must lose.
The applause at the National Defense University, respectful but not enthusiastic. And meanwhile, concerning the necessity of Putin losing, Putin's top political rival, he is facing a re-election fight now. It's scheduled for March of next year. Putin's top political rival, Alexei Navalny, has suddenly been reported missing. What has happened to him? Clip six.
Look, it's really hard to tell what is the motivation, where is he. All we can say is what his team inside Russia have told us, that they've searched and they've gone to two penal colonies and he's not there. And then the question of why now. Some speculate that because he is the most prominent, the most articulate, and the most followed, and the most internationally renowned opposition figure inside Russia, President Putin did not want him around and able to communicate with his following when he announced that he's going to seek a fifth term, and did not want Navalny to do his usual quote-unquote spoilers, because he would be out there telling the Russian people why Putin is anti-democratic, waging what he would call an illegal war against Ukraine, and basically doing what he always does.
And he always does is not to give you a full revelation of what is going on. Putin is not expected to have a serious opponent in his race for another six-year term. You may remember he stepped aside for one four-year interlude where he was not president of Russia but prime minister, and Dmitry Medvedev was the president briefly. Not this time. They changed the constitution. So handy. We will be right back with more on the struggle in Europe coming up.
The Michael Medved Show.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell states that passing aid for Ukraine and Israel before the holiday break is practically impossible.
Obviously, negotiating a border solution is very complicated.
McConnell's remarks follow Ukrainian President Zelensky's meetings on Capitol Hill this morning to advocate for increased U.S. support. Harvard's governing board has decided to retain Claudine Gay as the university's president, despite calls for her resignation and termination following her testimony on campus anti-Semitism before a congressional committee. The board expressed confidence in her leadership. A number of economists anticipate the Federal Reserve initiating interest rate cuts as soon as June. In a recent CNBC Fed survey, over half of the 35 participating experts shared this view, a figure expected to reach nearly 70% by July. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved Show. It's not only Christmas time. It's Hanukkah as well. Today is the fifth day of the 8 days of Hanukkah. And last night there was a White House Hanukkah party. This was a tradition that I believe it began in the Clinton administration. I may be wrong on that. But I think that was the first time that there was an official White House Hanukkah party. Certainly there was during the Bush administration, and we went to a couple of them. And it's really unbelievably joyous when in a world where anti-Semitism is still a factor, when the President of the United States, whether his name is Bush or Trump or Obama, or Biden, for that matter, when you honor the traditional religion of the United States, or the vast majority of the people of the United States, which is some form of Christianity, and you also honor the religious traditions of the Jewish majority that's also minority, that's been here for a very long time. Last night, President Biden held his Hanukkah party. I don't know any of the details about it yet, but I'm sure I will hear and they will come out. One of the things that was exceptional about the Bush Hanukkah parties was that he went to extreme measures, really, to make it comfortable even for the most religious segments of the Jewish community in terms of providing supervised kosher food and refreshments. And I will tell you, I even I asked Laura Bush about this when we were there for one of the Hanukkah parties. That was a year where they had a large nativity display in the East Room of the White House. Beautiful display. And I looked for it, and it wasn't visible. It was covered up. And I asked the First Lady about this in conversation, and she said, oh, we thought that just for this Jewish occasion, it might be more comfortable without an openly Christian symbol. Now, I didn't feel that way, but the level of care there was exceptional. Joe Biden, at last night's White House Hanukkah party, also spoke with some effort to connect with his audience. This is clip five.
I got in trouble, got criticized very badly by the southern part of my state and some of the southern parts of the country when 35 years ago I said, you don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist, and I'm a Zionist. You don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist. Hanukkah is a timeless story of miracles. Think about it. You know, from the Maccabees defeating one of the history's most powerful empires on an oil lasting 8 days was a miracle all by itself. A flame of faith that endures from tragedy to persecution to survival and to hope. That's what it survives to, survival and hope. But we know this year's Hanukkah is different. It's been 65 years since the deadliest day of the Jewish people since the Holocaust. 65 years. Most of you, and I got to meet with five survivors downstairs. That's why we're a little bit late. Five survivors in each of the camps. I've taken all my children when they turned 14 years of age, my three children who lived, and my five grandchildren when they're 14 years old. I put them on a plane, I take them to Dachau because I want them to see. I want them to spend the day there and see. Can't pretend you don't know. Silence is complicity. Most of you know someone directly or indirectly, a family, a friend, and stolen from you, or wounded, traumatized, or called up in the reserves in this last attack in Israel. As I said after the attack, my commitment to the safety of the Jewish people and security of Israel and its right to exist is independent. As an independent Jewish state is unshakable. Folks, were there no Israel, there wouldn't be a Jew in the world who was safe. Were there no Israel.
That's President Biden speaking last night at the White House Hanukkah party. By the way, one of the things that I find very important, and I probably should write something about it, and almost certainly will, is President Biden used the term Zionist, saying, I am a Zionist. There is a very common misunderstanding of what the word Zionist or Zionism means. It does not mean, that's underlined not with three underlines and exclamation points surrounding it. It does not mean Jewish supremacism. Being a Zionist doesn't mean that you think that being a Jew makes you better than someone else or that being Jewish gives you special rights. What being a Zionist means is something that made John Adams a Zionist. Is you believe it would be a good thing for the Jewish people to fulfill biblical prophecy and come back to their homeland and to set up an independent and democratic, and even the earliest writings by Theodor Herzl and other Zionist thinkers, democratic was an important aspect of it. It was a question of self-determination. And it was not to seize somebody else's land. There was a piece by Rafid Khalili, who is a Rafi Khalili, who is a professor at Columbia University, where he said that the Zionist dream was to take a majority Arab nation and transform it into a majority Jewish nation. And the truth of the matter is that implies that there was a nation of Palestine that existed before Israel, which is simply not true. That's why you can look and search. Try to find me, 100 years ago, who was the leading Palestinian figure in government or leadership. It doesn't exist. There's also a former President Trump Hanukkah message that can be held up against, if you want, President Biden's message at the Hanukkah party last night. Here's former President Trump.
Happy Hanukkah. The miracle of Hanukkah began more than 2,000 years ago when a proud band of Jewish patriots courageously stood up and reclaimed their freedom, their faith, and their traditions from an oppressive tyrant. After that great victory, the Jewish heroes prepared to rededicate the Holy Temple, but found only enough oil to light the lamp for one night. Yet by the grace of the Almighty, the flames radiated for 8 days and 8 nights. Ever since, the menorah has been a symbol of Jewish perseverance in the face of oppression and of God's hope, mercy, and love in times of hardship. This Hanukkah season, Jewish Americans and people all over the world are still reeling from the monstrous Hamas terror attacks on innocent men, women, and children. To everyone touched by these barbaric atrocities, we pray that God will bring you healing, comfort, and peace. We recommit ourselves to extinguishing the evil of anti-Semitism from the earth. We reaffirm the everlasting solidarity with the Jewish people, and we go forward confident with God's help. In the end, light will overcome this horrible darkness. Once again, happy Hanukkah, and God bless you all.
Okay, and perfectly normal and a positive message from President Trump. Meanwhile, the declassified U.S. intelligence report has provided some stunning numbers about the cost of the Ukraine war, not to America, but to Russia. We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
And on the Michael Medved show, we mentioned a declassified U.S. intelligence report. This is a Reuters story, which has now assessed that the Ukraine war has caused Russia 315,000 casualties. That's a combination of dead and injured troops, or nearly 90% of the personnel that Russia started with when the conflict began. The report released today also assessed that Moscow's losses in personnel and armored vehicles to Ukraine's military have set back Russia's military modernization by 18 years. Is that not valuable to the United States? It seems to me if you view Russia as a threat to world peace, and it would be impossible not to, 18 years? The Russian embassy and the Russian defense ministry did not immediately respond to requests for comments. And the, of course, the 315,000 Russian troops include some people who were temporarily released from prisons to participate in the army. It includes people who were drafted, in effect, into the army. It includes all kinds of people who are improperly trained and improperly prepared and have not done particularly well on this war. And this leads to more considerations about how important it is that Congress work out some changes on immigration and go ahead and move forward and provide the aid that Ukraine needs. And David Frum has a brand new piece, Why the GOP Doesn't Really Want a Deal on Ukraine and the Border. And the answer to that is obviously playing politics to some extent. But then shouldn't Joe Biden answer by playing politics better and making the kind of deal on immigration that he's already made an opening offer, and to go a little bit further to reaching agreement with the Republicans so that they will then come back and provide this materiel that is so important? The Biden administration, he writes, has sent Congress a request for $61 billion in new funds for Ukraine and $14 billion to help Israel defend itself against Hamas and Hezbollah. The package also includes humanitarian assistance to people displaced by the wars in Ukraine and Gaza, as well as assistance to Indo-Pacific allies and $14 billion for border security, for a grand total of $111 billion. The Republicans in the House and Senate, David Frum writes, are resisting this request. The ostensible reason is that they want more radical action on the border than the Biden administration has offered. The whole aid package is now stalled, and potentially catastrophic consequences will follow for Ukraine. Ukrainian units are literally running out of ammunition. If supplies of military equipment are interrupted, restarting them will take a while, which means that Ukraine could be left unaided over the winter unless Congress acts in time. And with both the House and the Senate scheduled to go into recess at the end of the week for their Christmas break, a very little time remains on which to act. And the idea here is that the differences on the border issue are not insurmountable. And I know David Frum reasonably well. We've argued back and forth on various things over the years. David is an immigration hardliner. And he writes here that the offer that President Joe Biden is making regarding the border represents a meaningful opening bid. The fundamental reason for America's present border crisis is that would-be immigrants are trying to game the asylum system. He's right about that. The system is overwhelmed by the numbers claiming asylum, even though the great majority of those claims will ultimately be rejected. Their processing takes years, sometimes decades. In the meantime, most asylum seekers will be released into the United States. This makes claiming asylum a rational bet for would-be immigrants to try their luck, and millions of people are doing just that. The $14 billion of proposed additional funding would pay for some 1,600 new staff in the asylum system. New hires can speed up the process, reducing the incentive of de facto U.S. residency pending a claims hearing that attracts so many to seek asylum here. Look, what this indicates is that if President Biden would get together with Republicans on this and the two sides would stop playing politics, it could make a very, very real difference for the world. David Frum, former White House aide to President Bush, writes, "The story's not over yet. A last-minute reprieve for Ukraine and for the national honor of the United States may come through." Why does he say the national honor? It's because right now, at this moment, our European allies, who have had a rougher economic time than we have, are actually contributing more as a proportion of their economies than we are to save Ukraine. A last-minute reprieve for Ukraine and for the national honor of the United States may come through, he writes. Majorities in both the House and the Senate clearly want this deal to happen. Significant counteroffers for immigration control are on the table. An agreement can surely be found. But the malign forces are strong and they will not vanish on their own. We're headed to a no that will doom Ukraine and disgrace the U.S. while doing nothing to remedy the crisis at the border. A yes on both Ukraine and the border is still within reach. If only pro-Ukraine Republicans will press their colleagues to grasp it. If leadership was ever needed, it's needed now. And I think that is entirely true. Meanwhile, the attention of Congress has been focused on very much pursuing an impeachment investigation vote. Is that going to help America? Is that even going to help anyone's campaign? This is a comment by Steve Doocy of Fox and Friends. Steve Doocy, who I think makes a reasonable comment about the preoccupations in Congress. This is clip 13.
If they find enough evidence, don't you think the voters are smart enough in those districts to say, you know what, we did vote for Biden, but this looks really bad?
And absolutely. If they have the stuff. Republicans at this point don't have, they've got a lot of ledgers and spreadsheets, but they have not connected the dots. They've connected the dots, the Department of Justice did, on Hunter, but they have not shown where Joe Biden, did anything illegally. Now, here's the other breaking news, and that is the Republicans are threatening contempt of Congress if Hunter does not show up for a closed-door deposition. Ultimately, on this show, we've been calling for Hunter to go and sit in a chair on Capitol Hill in front of the TV cameras for the last year. Now, Hunter's lawyer, Abby Lowell, says he will do that, but Comer and Jim Jordan will say, no, it's not negotiable. He's got to be in private. According to Hunter Biden's team, they don't want to do it because of the front.
Okay, whether or not they have Hunter answer questions, it's one of those things where it's very difficult to understand why they would insist on secrecy. They think that Hunter would somehow incriminate his father more willingly if it's behind closed doors than he would if the TV cameras are on. Meanwhile, the TV cameras are on for some of the problems in America's so-called blue cities, cities that are overwhelmingly liberal, that have tried all kinds of liberal experiments. One of the most disastrous of those liberal experiments, which you can particularly see in the state of Oregon and the city of Portland, has been the legitimization and the decriminalization of drug use. There needs to be a more consistent message that hard drugs should be shunned. We'll be talking coming up to two distinguished professors from Stanford and from Carnegie Mellon University about what needs to change dramatically and profoundly about dealing with drugs in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berry stew, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.